Nkani Mochingerezi, part 2 of 45. Good afternoon.
23 hours.
Soweto market traders demand urgent repair of leaking toilet pipes. Mukushi residents appeal for tarring of Mukushi Ndola Road. And in African news, Ramaphosa expected to launch HIV prevention injection rollout. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Traders at Soweto Market in Lusaka have appealed to relevant authorities to urgently repair leaking pipes at the market toilets, describing the situation as unhygienic. Speaking to Komban Radio News, the traders say waste water from the toilets is flowing into drainage channels and near the trading areas, creating an unpleasant and potentially hazardous environment. They have warned that the continued leakage could increase the risk of an outbreak of waterborne diseases if immediate action is not taken. The traders have since called on the authorities to address the problem as a matter of urgency before the situation deteriorates further.
So like kuno kweti gurisira kuno mudrainage umudrainage umankala viman sometimes machuka kuja ku toilet kuja and then kuno tigurisira ko vakuti so it's like kuja ku toilet kuri chipipe cha ministry bwino so kufuni ko chikonza ko chija chipipe ye challenge yeti mapezeka nayo mu
mudrainage mu manzi yacho ka mutoilet ya mabura mudrainage ma mene umu so mutikire ko nzeru pa drainage manzi vikungo choka mutoilet vibwera mu drainage ya drainage ni ofuasa hii so mwikepo nzeru pangani ya drainage.
Residents of Indako area in Mukushi district have appealed to government to prioritize the tarring of the Mukushi Ndola Road. Speaking on behalf of the community, Samson Mulenga said upgrading the roads to bituminous standard would greatly improve the livelihoods of residents in Mukushi and surrounding communities. Mr. Mlenga noted that the road is a key transport route and that its improvement would ease the movement of people, goods and services. He added that a well-maintained road network would help stimulate economic activities, attract investment, and contribute to the overall growth and development of Mukushi District. Police in Northwestern Province say they are still pursuing 8 key suspects who remain on the run in connection with the murder of the Kalumbila businesswoman Helen Kamutumbe. Speaking during a media engagement in Solwezi, Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Siwale said investigations have made a significant progress, with 19 suspects already charged with murder among more than 200 people arrested in March this year. Mr. Siwale said the 8 remaining suspects are being actively pursued and appealed to them to surrender to police before they are apprehended. He also urged relatives of the suspects to encourage them to return and face the law. Ms. Kamutumbe was brutally killed by a mob in Kisasa area of Kalumbila district, following allegations linking her to the alleged disappearance of a man's private parts. The Initiative for Environmental Protection, IFEP, has called for stricter monitoring of mining firms in Zambia, particularly Chinese-owned companies operating on the copper belt. IFEP Executive Director Francis Witola says continuous monitoring of mining operations is essential to ensure companies comply with environmental and community standards. Mr. Witola emphasized that oversight should not be left to administrators alone, but must also involve local communities who are directly affected by mining activities. He noted that Chinese firms account for a significant share of mining investments on the copper belt and should therefore be closely monitored and held accountable. Mr. Witola further urged governments to conduct timely environmental assessments, strengthen inspection systems, and keep communities informed about mining and rehabilitation activities.
Yeah, the most important thing when these companies come in the country, the environmental assessment must be conducted. We should give thorough information that is required. And then, when they start operation, the people on the ground must be sensitized so that they also take care of the environment. And then the company should also take a responsibility of planting trees, as they will be able to help filter the toxic substances that may come along as they continue their operations. Then the other most important thing, that the country itself should also take an interest to make sure that during the operation they monitor them as often as possible, so that as soon as the problem arises, they can easily get in and also take samples and scrutinize whatever is supposed to be.
We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndo bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, uizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rate, Mitengo, Zama Oda, Zamerika Landida, Ife, Pakomboni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Chihuahua, 170. 50 kg Repu, 130. 50 kg kalembula 180.